What's up, guys? Let's welcome to another great edition of the Football Coaches Podcast. And you're here with me, Coach Stock, my man on the other side, Coach Kaysen.
What's going on, guys?
And today, we got a pretty cool episode. We're going to go back to, you know, our bread and butter, you know, where we start out making money at. And,
you made money doing this?
Not much, but you know what I mean. Bull rush. We're going to talk a little bull rush, both offensively and defensively. The way me coming from an offensive line perspective, teacher, and also Coach Kaysen in a D-line perspective of, you know, trying to obviously outbeat me in the bull rush. But obviously, before we begin, real quick, follow us on Twitter at Coach W Stock, and then follow my man Coach Kaysen at First Gen Coach. That is the number one ST Gen Coach on Twitter. I'm getting so much better at remembering that.
After a while, you should. We do it so much. We have to say it every single time. Really should improve. It shouldn't get worse. That's for sure. That's what you're saying.
Definitely
shouldn't get worse.
But we're gonna let you start off this time.
Yeah, I guess I have to start off considering we're the dictator here. So we'll talk through this whole subject, this whole situation, in a pass rush third down situation. Just so there's no, we don't have to talk about, you know, starting out with our run steps and what we do and how to convert. And we're just going to talk in the main pass rushing mode. So the bull rush, especially from an interior, and that's what we're going to focus on today, is to me, it's like the fastball for most guys. It's going to set up all of your other pass rush maneuvers. So the biggest thing that I tell my guys is to make sure that they don't fall in love and they over rely on the bull rush. So, and we do a lot of things in practice when we get to our pass rush segments where we work on our moves. We're looking to build a pass rush plan, but that's not to say that the bull rush isn't a great pass rush plan. A bull rush is in your face, very simple in nature style. And what people don't understand is they think you have to have some huge mauler or some overpowering guy that's stronger than the guys he's going against,
yeah,
or some war daddy. And in reality, there is a multitudes of ways to make the bull rush really work inside your pass rush plan. So, and that my favorite one is going to be using speed to create the power. All right. So for us, the first law of rushing the passer, this goes, you can write this down no matter if it's bull rush, ice pick spins, chop club spins, wrist manipulations, our $1 million speed rush, it doesn't matter what we're doing. We are never going to attack the inside of a player. We are always going to attack half of a man. So I want you to take a picture, if you need to, on your phone, if you visualize it, if you're in a car, can't do this, and pull up, type in offensive line pass set, or offensive line blocker, offensive lineman, whatever. And you're going to see a picture of a big hunker, some 75 or 76 number that's in college or in the pros. And he's going to be in like a half kick slide. And what I want you to understand is that we attack half of him. So you're going to take a line down the middle of him, right between his numbers. And we're only going to attack on one side, whether that's outside or inside, regardless of what you decide. Today, we're going to focus on the outside shoulder. We attack the edges because it's simply put, if you don't, the way to beat an offensive lineman is to turn his shoulders. So you have to turn his hips, which turns his shoulders. So if I stand up square, I show my guys this, take a guy square, and say, this is an offensive lineman. He's got his shoulders square. If I turn that hip, I tell them to turn their trunks anyway. I tell them if their shoulders go forward, meaning their head goes forward. I tell them if their shoulders flat backwards, if their shoulders go inside, if they turn inside, if they turn outside, if they open. So like they drop step out and they open up. That is that is a win. The only way to influence those shoulders to move is to push, is to affect a shoulder. So you can't go in and go down the chest of a guy, because regardless of what move you're using, whether it's a bull rush or a speed rush, if you were to speed rush straight into a guy or bull rush in the middle of his chest, he's going to leisurely kick slide, and he's going to sit there, and he may even get his ass whooped. You may walk him back, but you're going to walk him back slowly. Rushing the passer has a precious premium time. All right, I don't get my guys more than 2.8 to 3 seconds. If they don't win in 2.8 to 3 seconds, it's not a win. It's not a pure win. Now, we can get a effort win, a pursuit win, a hustle win, a counter win, but a firm pass rush win is not going to happen. In today's day and age, they get the ball out so quickly. They move the pocket. They do so many things to circumvent, there's no guy dropping back with his shoulders parallel, taking 7 steps and throwing a ball anymore. That doesn't occur anymore. That's not part of our game. Most of these guys are already 5 yards back. If they're not 5 yards back, they're getting back there quickly, or they're getting the ball out quickly, even depending on And the other thing about taking a bull rush is, this is the best coaching point for like, once you tell your guys this and you put this in their head, they won't run down the middle number of any guy on a bull rush. I was like, I always tell them, I say, I grab one of the offensive linemen, I put my hand on top of their helmet, I say, how heavy are you? And they go, somewhere between 250, 300 pounds. And I say, so all of him's 300 pounds. If I split him in half, he's now 150 pounds. Would you rather move 150 pounds or would you rather push 300 pounds? And once that disseminates into the brain, it's easy. You got him sold on rushing half a man. So the keys to rushing, to pass rushing, to bull rushing for us is going to be very similar to our rundown steps. So our first 2 steps, we're looking at ball get off, going as hard as we can. Our first step's gaining verticals movement upwards. So we're not attacking Adam into the numbers. We should be attacking the hip, the near hip of him, the outside, to make him, to stress him to kick, to get into his kick slide. Because if we run straight into his chest, he's going to take 1 kick slide. He's going to feel no pressure. We got to pressure the offensive blocker at all times. Okay. The second step is the same thing with our hand usage. We want tight hands. So for us, we want palms rubbing. Take your palms and mash them together so that we ensure they're in really tight so we can cause those tight hands. We want our thumbs up, because when our thumbs are up, you can push on something. When your thumbs are up, your triceps are activated more, and your back muscles on both sides of your arms get activated. If you put your thumb down, those back muscles aren't activated as well. We want as many muscles, as much power being outputted, okay? Obviously, we're gonna explode with our hips out on contact as much as possible. We've already taken our steps, so you can't do that as much in this situation. But our hands are inside. Our elbows are locked. Our elbows need to lock out. We call them pillars. They need to look like 2 pillars holding up the blocker to create that separation, to create that distance between them, all right? You should be able to drop something in a plate in between our body and their body. You should be able to drop it into the basket of us separating and pushing off with our elbows locked out. And then the last coaching key is our hands are going to be above our eyes. So our hands need to be looking up at our eyes. If we're looking down at our eyes, we're going to be too tall. If we're too tall, where the bull rush is going to win is in leverage and getting speed to power. So we're going to take those 2 vertical power, those 2 vertical steps, get moving fast in a direction, and then we're going to attack. We're going to put our hands on the outside. So we shouldn't be going any side any further than the numbers. I usually tell them to aim at the hip, the near hip, with their hands, because what happens is it naturally slides up. So where you'll end up in is under the chest plate or in the stomach or right on the bottom of the numbers. And that's where I really, really want them. So to over-exaggerate it, I tell them to aim for the hip. Because if you tell them to aim for the chest plate, they're going to end up on the shoulder pads. You know, if you tell them to aim for the shoulder, they're going to end up way outside. And we have to have good inside hands. On contact, many short, choppy power steps. Many short, choppy power steps. And as we're doing that, we need to identify our quarterback landmark. All right, so our quarterback landmark for our interior guys is his front shoulder. And it's as simple as that. We're going to try to find him. And you can use a myriad of moves once you get to the bull rush. So to shed, we call them sheds. So a bull for us is a setup, and our actual sheds are going to be rips and punch throughs, because I don't teach a swim. I teach a punch, shoulder punch right over the shoulder, or a ice pick spin, which isn't going to really apply a whole lot here in a bull rush segment. But we want to put on the gas. I'm talking about you got to put on the gas fast, and you're coming out like at a 90-degree plane going upwards. So you should be low and then slowly getting out high. You identify where the quarterback is. You shed. You make the sack. It's really as simple as that. And people want to have like a war daddy do it, and you don't need a war daddy. Get that wrestler kid. Get that wrestler kid. Get that kid that's got that really quick in between, that short area quickness. I love to start with the bull rush for my interior guys, because you want to make the offensive line have to respect it. So every single pass rush rep, they have to expect and respect the fact that you may come off guns a-blazing and fire out into their ass and knock them back. So that's going to do what? It's going to influence the shoulders and push the shoulders back. And that's what we're looking to do. So coach is going to talk through his counters and how he's going to counter it. And if he'll let me talk at the end, I'll just tell you how we counter the counter.
It's always so a counter coach, to the
take
counter.
It away. If you have any questions on that, please hit me up. I'm very much a who, what, why, when, where guy. I want to name everything. Like, I don't want to be able to tell my guys any kind of technique without saying, here's why we do it. Here's why it works. That's why I tell them thumbs up. Why does the thumbs work better? Because it employs more muscles. It employs more muscles. You get a better output. You get a better strength, a power output. So that's all I got to say. Coach, hit it.
I will say this. I have not. Well, first, I want to say this is like the only time that a D lineman, in my opinion, can dictate. A defense can dictate to my line what's going to happen or what's about to happen. Because that's the one thing we don't know, obviously, is whatever move you got planned or coaching your head to come out and do. So this is the one time that like you have complete just freedom of whatever. But then also, for the first time, like I've never heard a guy teach it where they only take half the man. Because, you know, most coaches – want, like you said, want that war daddy guy just to come off, you know, as a blazing, take the whole middle of the guy and just take him and run.
So we have times when we'll jet, what we call jetting, which is getting inside hands and you know, board drilling basically a guy. Mm-hmm. But it's very rare. I mean, it's not very rare, but it's only for one guy, and it's for a specific reason. It's not for rushing the passer at all.
That sounds like another podcast for another.
Yeah. Isn't that how we always get here?
But hey, so you know, if we see on film that I got a guy who's bull rushing and or my prayer come up first, that coach this guy's bull rushing, I have a technique that I've been using since high school, honestly. I've called a lot of different stuff, but for this case I'm gonna call it bull rush stop. Bull rush stop, that's what we call it. So what's gonna happen is the counter that we use is called bull rush stop, and I took that name from something else that was called in high school when I used it. Like I do with a lot of other stuff, put my own flavor to it. But we call it bull rush stop, and the reason I call it bull rush stop is exactly what it is. I'm trying to stop the bull rush, and the way that we teach it, as soon as you feel a bull rush, and the way you feel a bull rush is where a D lineman does not give you nothing. He is just coming guns and blazing off the ball. What I want to do is the first thing is I want to get my hips. I want to try to sink my hips as quickly as I possibly can. I want to stop his force by dropping my butt. Dropping my butt also means that now I have to maybe widen my base out. And this is where a lot of kids struggle, I've noticed, because when they try to drop the base and they try to drop the butt, they get their base too wide. And get your base too wide, then you really get into issues. But I want to stop his. I want to stop his momentum by widening my base. And as I'm widening my base, I'm feeling that bill rush. I'm going to literally, as it says, I'm going to hop. I'm going to take at least two hops to slow down his momentum. Now, the key to this is you don't hop just to hop. You don't hop just because you have the ability to hop. You want to try to stop his bull rush within two hops. Two hops normally, if it's done right, really, really drop your base like you're supposed to, you can really slow down the bull rush. But if you're hopping just to hop, if you're hopping three or four times, then you're defeating the entire purpose. Most of the time, you're going to get walked back into the quarterback, which is a whole different other situation for another time. Now, the way Coach Kaysen described it is if you're going to attack the one half of the man, if you're going to attack one half of my lineman, I'm going to tell him, you still want to do your normal O-line pass stuff. You still always want to make sure that you're still the attacking half of him. So if he's attacking half of me, I'm attacking half of him. But once I begin and once I feel that bull rush, I'm going to do my same thing. I'm going to drop my voice, drop my butt, drop my weight, get all my weight, make sure my hips are in front of me, make sure my hands are inside, and make sure I am a brick wall. That's always what I refer to. You want to be a brick wall. You want to be unmovable. You don't want to have any forward weight where you're leaning forward, because also that turns into a combo. You can be D-linemen can use a combo once they feel your weight is leaning forward. You want to always make sure you have your chest sitting back, make sure you're sitting tall, butt down. Attacking that, if he's attacking half of me, as Coach Kaysen said, once we declare that we're both attacking half of the guy, I got half of him, he has half of me, I want to ensure that I am not turning my shoulders. I'm not turning my hips. He is not getting outside of me. He's not getting outside of my pass frame, because if he's outside my pass frame, there's nothing I can do anyway. There's nothing that can stop him from moving me. I want to make sure I am in perfect position, attacking his half. And once I start to get my hop in, once I start to send my butt, drop your butt. Always, that's my biggest coaching point, is make sure your butt's dropped. And just sit in it and hold it. Always make sure that you have inside. You have them inside, and just as I tell my lineman, you got to ride the cowboy. Now, usually, most of the time, like I said, we don't get the linemen who are attacking half of the man. Half of the time, they're attacking the entire part of the lineman, which makes the job a lot easier. Obviously, because if I can attack, if he's going to try to move me, I can stop his force to slow his momentum down. But I don't want at all is my lineman to be leaning forward. You lean forward, then most of the time you come to the pull part. And I have a drill we do a lot called the bull pull, where you get the bull rush, you stop the bull rush, you stop everything like you're supposed to, and then you start to feel your weight, you start to feel a tug. If you feel that tug, then you automatically assume that he's going to try to pull you, try to execute a bull pull, and then you just take him and you ride him. You drive him old school, blindside, movie style, straight down the line, straight back to where he came from. Now, this technique, obviously, is kind of – it's the same, but it's also different for my tackle. So, and I know we probably said we're going to talk about tackles, but the only difference is I don't give tackles the opportunity – to have as many hops as I would the guard. The guard has at least three hops to slow down a guy's momentum before it's pretty much no good. It's a no-go. Tackles, I only really give them two, because if a tackle is trying to hop, trying to execute this technique more than three hops or more than two hops, then it's not going to be a good day. You're getting walked into the quarterback. And that'll be the worst thing ever to do, is to be in a hot position and being walked into your quarterback. I don't want that at all. I don't want any kind of pressure in my quarterback space. So trying to hop and then hopping into the quarterback, it makes it even worse. Quarterbacks freak out usually when they see that, when they see guys in front of them like that. But yeah, that's as simply as I can make it. We take the hop drill and we do it maybe twice a week with everybody. We line up in a straight line, and we, one guy's offense, one guy's defense. You feel the bull rush. You sit your butt down. You get your elbows tight as always. You get your chest up, and you just drop your butt. Hold it. Don't be moved. Turn into pretty much the brick wall. I feel that sometimes O-line stuff is a lot easier than D-line stuff.
Not at all. O-line play is tough. O-line play's tough. You notice how, as I spoke through, I sounded like a guy that had, understands what exactly an O lineman goes through. Like, a lot of our terms were very similar, if you noticed, and how I talked about attacking half of a man and what it does to hips. And, you know, he talked about keeping the hips square, keeping the shoulders square. And we had very similar, you know, coaching points and cues. And I think that comes from the fact that I've learned so much of my defensive line philosophy from defending defensive linemen. So I find that always interesting.
It makes life so much easier when you understand what the other side is trying to do.
I think it's a huge key. What are they trying to accomplish? I think that's always something we should be looking at. You know, what are they trying to accomplish?
And the technique that Coach Kessman was talking about, honestly, I try to teach my lineman to find stuff. You know, that's one thing as an O lineman you look for in film. It's to find out what that guy is from you. I always give me their top favorite moves. Tell me when they use them.
Yeah.
Do they use them in third or long? Do they use them? Does he always go to this? If this move don't work, is this his next move? You know, find his rhythm. You know, find what he does.
No, preparation is going to be incredibly key when it comes to true pass rush, you know, situations. So I think that's a great segue to get us into, you know, like a bull snatch. What would be our counter would be the bull snatch, which you talked about.
Yeah, I kind of jumped the first in the head for a minute. Yeah, but that's another world.
So this was a good episode. I'm really excited to actually talk about. I can talk line play. I think both of us can talk line play until we're blue in the face, it feels like.
And then pass that some more.
It's my passion for sure. As much as I love all levels and I love coverage, those guys are – that's my passion for sure. I am Coach Kaysen. Across from me on the other side is my main man, Coach Stockland. You can hit us up on Twitter. You can send a DM if you want to have that question answered, something we didn't cover, something you want to see us cover. You can email us. You can do a ton of things. I'd like to, you know, thank our sponsors, allow us to keep doing this and keep having fun and pressing the game, you know, forward as much as possible and helping out young coaches. Coach, you got anything to say before we sign off?
Nope. Just remember, we're here to help each other. We're one big happy family.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Peace.